Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Strive for the Best podcast. I'm your host, Ahmed Faiz. And before we start the episode, just a quick announcement that I'll be having this one-time thing actually. That if any of your listeners are interested in joining the Strive for the Best team, please like contact me on Instagram or email. So let's get right into it. Into this episode, I have a different type of guest. He's a university student in North and Edinburgh University, and he's 21 years old. We met in a event in Generation Amazing event. Where like we socialize and people socialize together and we get to know each other, you know what I'm saying? His name is Shrey. Shrey is 21 years old. He's a really good guy, and we've been friends for a bit now. Shrey, introduce yourself to the listeners.
Sure, man. Sure. So, hi guys, hi listeners, my name is Shreyansh, I am 21, and as Ahmed has already introduced me, I study in Northumbria University, Qatar. I've been in Qatar for around 2 years. This is going to be my third year by December. So yeah, that's a brief introduction.
Thank you, Shreyansh. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the power of the mind, which is like the most common thing that that we do every day. Like we don't control our mind effectively. You know what I'm saying? So why does the mind matter? Like, and the mind is the powerful thing that human beings have, but they certainly don't know how to use it very well, and neither do I. So, and your mind is the reason why you have fears. If you try to control that, I promise you, you'll feel free and happy all your life. But no one in this world is perfect. Everyone is trying to be perfect, and try to be better, and show everyone that they're worthy, and sort of like Thor. He thinks that he's the only one that's worthy, but turns out that Captain America is also worthy. So no matter how hard you try, nothing is going to turn out perfect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, Shrey, what are your thoughts about the power of the mind and how can you like control or sort of like have some type of effect on your mind?
So first of all, I just wanted to point towards your example of people thinking that they have full control over their mind, but in the end, when the time comes, they do become less powerful, and they feel like this is not great, something's going to go wrong, and they get under this instant pressure of of not knowing what to do, and then they just go down in this deep ditch of distress and feeling like a failure. So There are people, who have this kind of self-motivation. I'm not sure if you have seen Rick and Morty. Have you?
Yes, I did.
So, normally, when people watch Rick and Morty and they became a fan of it, there are people who try to mirror themselves, according to the characters. So there, I would put this example. This is from my side. You know, a lot of people say they are like Rick. A lot of people say they are like Morty. But in the end, you know, when the time comes, they're like Jerry. Jerry, the father of Morty. He's fearful. He does not know what to do, and he just like, you know, puts himself in a you know, in a defense mode and does not say anything. So in my terms of power of the mind, I would say people need to understand their weaknesses and their strengths. So I'll take this in a financial approach. So what we have for, you know, in finance or in business, actually, we have a thing called SWOT analysis, which is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So people need to have a SWOT analysis of themselves, at least. So let's take a scenario of me being stage frightened. So I cannot go to the stage, I cannot talk. But I need to understand, you know, like, is this an opportunity for me for something or not? So I need to do a SWOT analysis for myself. I need to know what are my strengths. Am I a good talker with my friends? Do I talk to the point? My weaknesses, I am stage frightened. What are the opportunities? So opportunities as in, if I go do these things, what will I achieve? Will I achieve something really great? Will I achieve something, you know, normal? Is that great or not? And threats. Threats as in, if I don't do this, or if I do, you know, do a mistake, what's the worst that could happen? So need to know all of these things. And these, if you apply SWOT analysis, in my terms, I would say, if you apply SWOT analysis to every single scenario where you feel fearful, you can actually overcome that scenario and be, I would say, 5% better than how you thought you were going to be, or give an output which would be much better than how you would have given it before that. So yeah.
Also, like, and from what you mentioned, it just gave me a thought that we should know ourselves first. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to read ourselves and like know what's going through our head. You know what I'm saying? So like your thoughts affect what happens to you. Like, and most of us go through life taking a little notice of our thought processes, how the mind thinks, what it fears, what it heeds, and what it says itself. So, and for the most part, and we go about our lives with minimal attention paid how we think. We go through life neglecting one of the most important and powerful forces in life, our thoughts. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So what you focus on, you attract. Mind power is directing your thoughts towards a desired outcome. Focus on success and attract success. Focus on fear and failure, you attract failure. So the whole point of the mind, you know, your thoughts are in control. Like if you think in a negative way, everything that's gonna happen to you is gonna be negative. But if you think it in a positive way, everything that's gonna happen to you is gonna be positive, either if it's bad or good. You know what I mean?
I would like to add something, you know, about the failure part, because I feel like a lot of people do find failure as a negative way. The problem, you know, what I find in most people is they don't want to have failure in their lives. Exactly. They feel like if they have failure, they don't. Yeah. So to the viewers, I would say who are watching Ahmed's podcast or listening to it, at least, I don't know if it's on video. So I would say to you that if you do fail in your life, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe many, many times, there is still a speck of positivity. There's still a speck of hope that you can do much better. And failure does make you better. If you fail once, if you fail twice, it shouldn't matter. You should learn from those things. You should learn, what did I do wrong this time? And how can you improve it? Yeah, that's the part. In many cases, you know, there are times when people do get pressured among choices as well. So I would say there would be points when you have to do something, but you have like two kind of choices, and each one of them, you know, has its certain kind of pros and cons. So people should also try to understand, like, you know, what those choices mean to them. So as I was talking about the SWOT analysis, if we come to the opportunity side, you should know what opportunity does each one of those choices have. So today, if you think of becoming a YouTuber instead of, you know, learning bachelor's in arts or whatever you might want to take as a profession, what opportunities does it hold and what threats does it hold as well? So those are the things which people should have as well. The power of mind is one thing, and being conscious about the choices which you make in life is also something which you have to keep in mind. Otherwise, the power might not be as essential or as you think, or it might not be utilized the right way.
Yeah. So your thoughts are the primary creative focus in your life. Use them and consciously, and you will awaken to a whole new life of power and opportunity. So a new life is but a new mind. In order to make changes in your life, you must change the way you must change the way you use your mind. You cannot think both negative and positive thoughts at the same time, as one and will always dominate the other. As humans, we're creatures of habit, and so our minds are our minds. We must make sure empowering thoughts and positive emotions are dominating influence in our mind. So what I got from this is that we have to train our mind to stay positive, like to avoid the negative thoughts. You get what I mean? So if you stay positive, you're gonna build a whole new opportunity, a whole new life for yourself, and you can grow as a person, as a human, and have more awareness to yourself. You get what I mean?
Yes.
So what do you think? What do you think about the phrase, to change the external, you must change the internal. And what do you think about that phrase?
Well, I think this is a really great phrase to, you know, apply to yourself. That is, to change yourself before you change others or the things surrounding you. Because there are a lot of people, you know, who do fail, and as I've said, sometimes when people feel the ticket to their heart and they feel like they're nothing, and then they become angry, and then they start, you know, pointing out things which are external and saying like, this is wrong, that is wrong. For example, if you take video games, right? In video games, you have two kinds of players. The players who understand their limitations and they adapt to it, and then they, you know, improve it. And then there are people who analyze those mistakes or limitations, and then they just complain about it. They don't do anything. So say as in a game of let's say Counter-Strike, you know, if someone is bad, who is like, you know, really on a high level and people are depending upon him, he would have this self-consciousness of people being dependent upon him to do something great or do something which people see, you know, once in a lifetime, something like that. But if he's not able to achieve that goal or even a benchmark of what he should do, he starts complaining. He says like, oh no, my ping is bad, my latency is too much, my mom is coming here, mom is doing this and that, you guys are all bad, that's why I'm playing bad.
Yeah.
These are all excuses.
Yeah.
So in this, yeah, you were saying?
Continue.
Okay, so in this case, you know, people should understand what they're doing wrong. Maybe it's because the people in front of you, they're just having a good time. Maybe they have something better than you. Maybe that's the thing. Or maybe you're just not feel like the thing. You don't feel like winning. Those could be things. But in the end, you should not complain about it. You should come out and say to the people. So let's say if you're playing bad, you could come to the voice chat and say, you know, guys, maybe I'm not feeling like myself today, so I am depending upon you guys to do as well. So good luck, have fun, and try your best. That is a much better way for everyone to know that you're a good player. You're a pro player, but you're also good. You're not one of those, you know, kids who are on high levels and they just like shout on the mic, giving you, you know, bleeding ears. So you're not like one of those. So when it comes to the phrase, normalizing the phrase that you should change yourself, then change the others, you should analyze what you're doing wrong, confront about it, and then step by step try to improve it rather than complaining, rather than doing anything else than improving yourself. Because the external environment, it will change by its own. You cannot do any kind of changes to it. You can only make changes to yourself to adapt to the environment.
Yeah. So what I got from that is that you gotta adapt to the environment, and also things take time. Like you you can't be good at the game like and when you first played it, and you can't be just good for in your first game, you know. You gotta play a couple of times, and then you're gonna be good. We're humans, and we're not perfect. Everything takes time to become good at it. You know what I mean?
So, yes.
Yeah. So your conscious mind is like the gardener that tends to the soil. It's your responsibility to be aware of how this process works, choosing wisely what reaches the inner garden, your subconscious. Foremost, our role as a gardener has never been explained. By not knowing the soil, we have allowed seeds of all types, good and bad, to enter our subconscious. So that was what I got from that is that you gotta plan effectively. You see, you can't just make any type of plan and be like, okay, I want to do this, I'm gonna do this. Like if you wake up in the morning and plan like 30 things, and imagine like 20 things on your list, okay, you're gonna end up just doing like 3 things in your list, while there's like 17 other things that you need to do and you haven't got done. So you gotta think about the outcome rather than the outcome. Yeah. So we are all part of the greater whole. So and modern physics sees that the universe as vast and inextricable web of dynamic activity. Not only is the universe alive and constantly changing, but everything in the universe affects everything else at its primary level. And the universe seems to be a whole and undifferent sea of energy. Every object and act. Okay, now we just skip through this. In the past, it might have seemed unbelievable that we could create our reality through this process, but now we know how to do it and why it works, since our thoughts are energy, and it only makes sense that repeated images, deeply held beliefs, fears, and desires would have been an effect on our own reality by vibrating within the larger web of reality. In fact, if we are all connected, how could it be otherwise? Well, yeah, so what I got from that is that people in the past, they didn't really focused on their thoughts. They just went and did it like straight away. But now we're deeply connected to our thoughts. Like our thoughts is the reason why we have fears and desires. You know, it just gives us like images, like images in our heads, like this is good and this is bad. So how do we know that the thoughts in our heads are good and bad?
Well, there is no way of, you know, knowing what are good or bad thoughts. Well, in a normalized way, you know, when you have choices, there is no good or bad. There is only choices with consequences. So the consequences can be good or bad. The choices is upon you. I just wanted to, you know, take it up back a little bit. So when you started with the garden and the seeds part, the phrase, yeah. I really didn't agree with seeds being good or bad, and you know, these things. Seeds can be good or bad. But what I feel like, you should take the risk of planting bad seeds. You should, because if you do, like, do plant bad seeds, you can learn what those seeds mean. What does it mean to be in that scenario? What does it mean to be, let's say, be a bully in a high school? What could it mean? How does it affect your life as well as life of people who are like colleagues or just students, and people who are like your family? So how does that affect everyone as well as yourself? So it's good to plant bad seeds, but these seeds should only be thoughts. It should not be a practical version of the same thing. So if you think about being a bully, we should think about how does it feel to be in the shoes of a bully and not become one. We should just reflect upon it and then feel it in ourselves. Another thing about you said was the universe and that we are all connected. I agree to that. Everything is connected to every single thing. That's I think it's called the butterfly effect. It's like a paradox, that if you move your hand to the right at a certain degree with this much speed, it might cause maybe a rainstorm somewhere else. So everything is connected to every single thing. You cannot be an individual with no connections. That's not how humanity works, and that's not how the universe has worked. There always has to be movement. There's always has to be connection. Talking about planning, it is good to plan, but I would say with my experience, Ahmed, planning is as only good as prediction. So you can always predict what's going to happen, but you always have to, you know, be on your foot just in case that if something does not happen as according to plan, you have to make quick decisions. Because let's say in cases of stock exchange, all right, when people are buying and selling stocks on the stock market, there's always this prediction. The prediction of this price might go up because this company is introducing a new product or a service which might sell a lot. But if that product is shown to the public and it does not make a really good impression, or it makes a really bad impression, which is opposite to the predictions, then how do you back up that? How do you make sure that you do not lose a heap tons of money just by predicting? Because this stock market, it's all based on prediction. You cannot have a truthful, you know, truthful information where you know that this is going to go up. That happens only if you have insight into the organization which you want to invest in. Coming back to the general version of planning, I would say if you're planning for your future of, let's say you want to become an astronaut or you want to become a pilot, it is good. But you should also need to know where else would you fit. If you want to become a doctor, yeah, have that. That is good. You need to have ambitions. But you also need to face the reality. That is, if you do want to become a doctor, but you don't want to study like a university student who is working for his, you know, doctor's degree, then how do you face that? Do you have any backup plans? I'll take my example. I wanted to become a pilot, but now I'm studying finance and investment management. It's such a big gap between these two. So people need to know, you know, what else they could do other than, like, you know, aiming for one thing. Because if you put your eggs, all of your eggs in one basket, and if the basket breaks, your eggs are cracked. You cannot do anything about it. So it's better to diversify your ambitions. It's better to look at what the market is offering you and say, yes, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, I'm good at that as well. And, you know, try to aim a bit. Try to diversify your risk. That's what I would say.
Okay. Yeah. So and so coming back to your to you're saying that all humanity is connected and the universe is connected. That it's crazy how us as human beings we have such a powerful tool in us. That's our mind, but we can't figure out a way of how to use it. Right, like, it's just crazy. Like, and we're all connected once, and so what if, like, us all humans just like sat down and we start talking and just connecting with this other, and we could literally just have a huge impact on each other. You get what I mean? And also coming back to your point where we're like planning may not turn out how you wanted it to be. Okay, so I'm gonna make a point about you could plan, but keep in mind that not all your plans are gonna go to plan, because anything could happen. You could predict anything that happens, right? Like, okay, let's say you're flying over to America next week. Okay, like, the flight is at 3 a.m. and when you arrive to the airport, and they say that okay, your flight is canceled due to the weather conditions. Okay, and you know that you have a meeting planned on that specific day, and you're gonna be there on time and stuff, and there're gonna be all the delays and stuff. You get what I mean? So you could plan, but you could also predict what's gonna happen next. Like, anything could happen. Yeah. So the thing with planning is that sometimes it's effective, but other times it's not. So what you gotta do is just have aims or like specific goals that you're willing to crush. You get what I mean? So just make a whole lot of a bucket list of what you want to cross over. As humans, also, like, what you focus on, you attract. The key of visualizing is always visualize that you are already what you have desired. This mental trick, rather than hoping you will achieve it or building confidence that one day it will happen. Live and feel it as if it's happening to you now. On one level, you know this is just a mental trick, but subconscious mind cannot distinguish between what is real and what is imagined. Your subconscious will act upon the images you create within, whether they reflect your current reality or not. Whatever your definition of success is, you can achieve it. You can achieve anything you put your mind to it. Once you understand your mind power, well, that and that's the whole point of your mind, because if you have a specific goal that that you would like to achieve, you have to put in the work and effort in order to achieve it. There's no other shortcuts to it. You get what I mean? So
I will add this thing, you know, about the shortcuts thing. A lot of people, you know, they do say like shortcuts are better than, you know, working the normal way. And I do agree to some extent that yes, shortcuts are a bit better, you know, not fully better, a bit. Because people do say today that hard work is not useful anymore. No one, you know, appreciates your hard work, because hard work takes time but brings you good quality of, you know, whatever output you want it to. Yeah. But smart work, you do that, it takes less time, but and it gives, you know, acceptable output. But people appreciate that more because you're doing that earlier.
Yeah.
So I would say, in today's date, if you want to have the power of mind, and if you want to, you know, show that you do have that power, you need to work hard as well as smart. You need to be a hybrid in something which you're doing. That's what is being more appreciated today than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why they said this quote is been like a commonly used quote around the world right now. Study less, study smart. It's just how, you know, like back then everyone just saying, if you study for long hours, like the whole night, you know, late night study sessions and stuff, and the next day you're having an exam, like there's no chance of you getting a high grade, and when you spend all night studying and just cramming to your exam. You get what I mean? So your body is not ready to do the exam. Your mind is not ready to do the exam because you literally just beat up your mind and your body studying all night and drinking Red Bull and coffee and wasting out. You know what I mean? And then when you come to the exam room, and you're gonna be like, when did I study this? It's just gonna be a waste of time. Rather than studying all night, you can plan for like the next coming weeks. Like, imagine you have 4 weeks till the exam. Okay, so like this week I'm gonna study biology. Next week physics. The other week chemistry. You know, and each day. You must have blocks like in the morning and 40 minutes, in the afternoon 40 minutes, at night 40 minutes. Okay, you sleep and then you wake up again, do the same thing, 40 minute break, 40 minute break. That's the more effective way to study rather than cramming on the last day of exam and then coming in the exam room not knowing anything because you wasted all the time and punished your mind and your body of just studying all night.
Ahmed, I'm telling you, this is a really hot topic. You know, even to date, this is something which people are doing. And I'll tell you who is doing it. You know, like when you graduate from high school, the environment in high school is way different than an environment in university.
Mm-hmm.
If you
Yes, exactly. Because in university there's more work, but less classes. But the classes are long, and there's more work to do.
But Yeah, but it's not just about work, you know, it's about how a university works by itself. How does a university teach people? Because in high school, what I would say is you get attention. You get individual attention as well as group attention from your teacher. You mm-hmm. get it automatically. You don't have to, you know, go towards your teacher and say, ma'am, I do not understand this. Normally, what would happen if a teacher knows you're a weak student, she or he will come and help you a bit. You know, she or he will try to make you understand that this is how things work. You have to understand this part to, you know, get it much easier. You can do this or refer to this book if you want to. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. But in university, things take a really bad turn for these high school students because there's no one to tell you what to do. Seamlessly, no. But unless you're going to ask these people, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do that? Then only it works. I've seen this happen with one of my friends in the Netherlands. I was there for 1 year for foundation studies in business management. And this guy, he did not know how Blackboard works. So Blackboard is an ELP software, which is made for students and you know, universities. So the teachers or professors from universities, they can upload assignments or the contents which they taught today, and students can look at it. And this goes for online assignment submission, exams, all of that. But if the student does not know how Blackboard functions and is too scared to ask about it, he or she can lose a lot of money in terms of paying fees as well as not know what he's doing in a university. This is another thing. I still see it in Northumbria University to date as well. For my first year of studies, I've seen people who just come to class, they use their phone. No one is telling them that you should not use your phone because it's not anyone's business. If you want to use your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these people, they have used their phone, and when the exams came, they knew nothing. They knew nothing. And I've seen a person, he came to the exam, he spent like 5 minutes sitting over there with the blank exam paper. I'm presuming it's blank, I'm not sure. And he just left. He was asking like if he could leave, and he just left without any output given. And I do not understand, like, yeah. And I do not understand how do people not change their observations towards things. They never ask people, they never, you know, ask for help or anything. They're just in their own self-isolated place, somewhere in their mind, they're doing their own thing, and they do not know what's happening on the outside world. And if they do, they don't care.
Yeah. So the generation we're living in right now is a really lucky generation. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah.
And with the technology, and with all the help that we have, like person to person help that we have, you know, it's just we're just lucky to have that. But then some people are just not taking an advantage about it. It's just sad, and just seeing those kind of people feel and become sad, you know, and depressed about everything. Because right now we do have everything. We do have the facilities to use everything nowadays. You know what I mean? Technology, it is still growing right now. You know what I'm saying? So people need to start realizing that this is a really critical state that we're living in, I know there's so much entertainment in this world right now, and there's Netflix, movies and cinemas, everything, and there's so much entertainment, okay? But then some people get drawn into this entertainment circle, while others are like focused on their goals and achievements in their own circle. You know what I'm saying? For me right now, I'm really I'm focusing on being productive. Like I want to wake up early. Okay, I want to do work. Since we're on holidays, not much work is being assigned. You know, so we're on holidays, right? I want to exercise. I want to meditate. I want to read. You get what I'm saying? So like, all the stuff, you know, comes back to your mind. You know what I'm saying? So always affirm the positive. Avoid asking yourself, what if it's a terrible interview, or thinking things like, I'm so nervous. These statements focus on the opposite of what you want. Be positive and use words that reflect what you want to happen. If you want to be confident, use that word in your mind. Don't force yourself. Don't force yourself to believe it. Just say it. You don't need to force yourself to believe your thoughts. Simply repeat it over and over. It will naturally have an effect on you. Repeating the statement many times will cause it to work for you.
Sorry to interrupt, but what I would say to people who do not have a full access or do not utilize their power of their mind, yeah. I would say to them is to just learn about yourself. You know, sit down in a isolated place with your own zone and just think about yourself. Who are you? What do you want from your life? And how do you want your friends, your family to remember you? When you're gone, how do you want them to remember you? Do you want them to remember you as a person who did not know what he was doing? Or you want them to remember you as someone who knew what he was doing and achieved it with success? Even though there were so many hurdles, even though there were unpredicted things that happened, but he achieved it. That is the way a person should think. I would say every single choice that you make in your life, you should think about it twice. Even though it means spending ₹1, you should know that if I'm spending this ₹1 today, what could it mean for me tomorrow? That's the mindset people should have. Maybe this is, you know, me talking from a financial aspect, since I'm giving things like SWOT analysis and taking risk, diversification. But even though, you know, from a course which only talks about finance, these things can be applied to your own life as well. You can diversify risks in very various ways in your own life related to anything. And that's the thing. People should start learning from the smallest things that happen in their life. Yeah, they should learn. Yeah, from the small stuff as well as the things which they are learning. As for a high school student who is studying in high school, he should learn. He should know when he gets out of this place, what would happen next? Where will he go next? And if he goes to, let's say, XYZ university, what would be the outcome? How would it be different from high school?
Predictions, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, you should predict. I'm not saying you should not predict. You should predict, but you should always have a backup. Yeah. Prediction is important in life. Prediction is planning. Without prediction or/slash planning, there is no way to know how your life could be.
Yeah, yeah. And also, they say nothing succeeds like success. And it's true. Success vibration acts like a magnet that attracts success and opportunities to you. When you think and feel success, you vibrate with success energy and act accordingly. People who are already successful have momentum on their other side. The law of attraction is already working for them. They attract even greater success because of the nature of their thoughts. The success vibration is a great assist to someone who is already successful. If you are not yet successful, there are no need to worry. there are many mind power techniques you can use to create success vibrations, and one of them is the technique of acknowledging. So how are you successful? This technique begins with searching for areas in your life where you are already successful. Okay, so what I got from this is that you have to learn yourself first, and like know which part of you is the most successful. Like, are you good at writing? Are you good at playing sports? Are you good at memorizing? You get what I'm saying? So you need to find the positive part in you before taking another step forward, right?
Right. And you know, another thing is when people do talk about success, you know, success is a really important thing for anyone in life. Success is not a finish line, but it's just a step. It's like a level. When you are successful in one thing, that's one level achieved, and then you move further on. But I think people should understand this phrase as well. If you eat something good, right? Let's say if you're eating broccoli, right? Broccoli is good for your health because it has things. I don't know what it has, but it's advantages to your body at least. But having too much of it can become toxic to your body.
Yeah.
And similar things save for success as well. Success is really good. You should crave for it, but you should not crave too much of it, because if you're successful, let's say in my case, if I'm really successful at getting high grades, you know, high grades in everything, A pluses all the way, just going through, but I should not, you know, become over successful, because if I think of, you know, becoming too successful, I might fail, I might trip down. When you trip down, people notice that more than how successful you have become. Because when a really successful person falls, a lot of people notice that. But when he's, you know, continuing to his path of success, very few people notice it. Because it is continuing. It's not like, you know, occasional. But falling or failing, at least in these terms, is occasional. And people take, you know, high focus. People have a really high focus on that part. So be successful, but also keep your feet on the ground. Don't fly in the air. Because when you do fall, there's a lot of people to, you know, just demotivate you after that.
Yeah.
So what I would say.
Yeah, so to conclude this podcast, I would just like to add this nice phrase. We already know that what you focus on, you attract. Worry, fear, and negative thinking allow the mind to focus on things you don't want. So mind power teaches you to eliminate negative thinking, train your mind to think about what you want in life, and avoid thinking about what you don't want. Negative thinking drains your energy and is counterproductive. That is why your fear is so destructive, and despair and hopelessness must be avoided. They work in the opposite way that mind power does. So I think that you have to keep yourself in that positive state as much as possible. You know, like I know, like, us as humans, we can't really, you know what I'm saying, just stay positive all the time. We do, and we all have ups and downs as humans, right? From those negative thoughts, we should learn and improve self-improvement from that, and take a step forward from those negative thoughts and move on to enter the positive thoughts. You know what I mean? And yeah, Shrey, what would you like to add?
I would just say to that is to, you know, that is a really good phrase, you know, to know what you can do and just be better at that. But what I would also to add to that is, again, the phrase of Rick and Morty, you know, how is it? Some people think they're Rick, some people think they're Morty, but they're actually Jerry. What I would say to that part is don't act or try to become like Rick. Don't try to become like Morty. Be yourself and be a better version of yourself every single time. Just improve yourself. That's the thing. You should not think of yourself as someone. Don't be that person. Be the person whom people do look at it and people think, I want to become like him. That you should be like that. You should be the person who everyone wants to become.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that concludes our episode today of The Power of the Mind. Again, listeners, if you enjoy listening to my podcast, make sure you tune in and also subscribe to my YouTube channel. That I will be posting more videos on sort of being inactive on YouTube lately. Yeah, so that concludes our podcast. Thank you, Shrey, for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, man. It was a real pleasure talking to you after such a long time. You know, like Instagram, like we just chat and all, but still talking to you like in person, even though we are maintaining our distance. It was really to you, and you know, the way you are looking up on YouTube, the way you are taking these things up at this point of time, I think it's really potent. It's really good, and it's a really great opportunity. So just. And you know, just fly away, I would say.
Thank you man, appreciate it. Also guys, as I said from the beginning of the podcast, if you're interested in joining the Strive for the Best team, just contact me at my email. I'm gonna leave the link down below, or Instagram. Stay sharp, stay safe. It's been your boy Ahmed Faiz. Have a good one. Bye.
Another thing, just wear your seatbelt when you drive.
Okay. Thanks, guys.